apprend tous les sports en langue anglaise. Kelly Eben.
Good morning. Coming up, incumbent president of the Cameroon National Olympic Committee, Jean-Jacques Doudoumou, has been re-elected to head the management of the affairs of the institution for the next 4 years. Day 7 fixtures of the National First Division Football Championship have been made known, with Canon Sportif of Yaoundé programmed to take on Coton Sport of Garoua in the epic battle. And former world super featherweight champion Barry Jones says Tyson Fury will be a massive favorite over Anthony Joshua, and those were our major stories. The news in full. Incumbent president of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, Jean-Jacques Doudoumou, has been re-elected for another four-year mandate. He was elected at the end of the General Assembly of the committee, which took place at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex. Harrison Achutiko has the details.
Even though he was the lone candidate for the post of president of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, Jean-Jacques Doudoumou secured 44 out of the 66 votes. The other 22 were blank votes in the election that took place after over 2 hours of heated campaigns. Before he was given another four-year term, the budget for the 2025-2028 Olympiad was adopted. The assembly also evaluated the successes and shortcomings of the just-ended 2021-2024 Olympiad before approving their plan of action for the new mandate. During the 2 days deliberation, the Paralympic Committee members also took the commitment to increase their efforts in the advancement of para sports in schools and the 10 regions of the country. In build-up to the 2028 Paralympic Games in Los Angeles, USA, the presidents and coaches of the four federations under the Paralympic Committee have been called upon to start scouting and preparing their para-athletes who will represent Cameroon in the Los Angeles Games.
The new executive bureau of the Cameroon Paralympic Committee, headed by Jean-Jacques Doudoumou, has been tasked to ensure that Cameroon is well represented at the 2028 Paralympic Games in Los Angeles, USA. To achieve this goal, Jean-Jacques Doudoumou and his team have already mapped out a plan of action that he now underlines in the following excerpt of an interview selected by Harrison Achutiko.
At first, we will have a seminar before the end of March, regrouping all actors of the movement in order to harmonize our interventions. Secondly, we will have precise programs of preparation, and we will try to participate to all competitions which could permit us to obtain qualifications. There are main actions we will continue to apply till now. In Los Angeles, we want to have an honorable procession and to obtain medal, because 2 times we passed near the podium. That time we will do all our best in order to have one of our paraplegics who will obtain medal in Los Angeles 2028.
On to one of our major stories. The 7 matches of the National First Division Football Championship in Cameroon will be played next Saturday and Sunday. While Coton Sport of Garoua are traveling to Yaoundé to face Canon Sportif, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda will be aiming to grab their first victory of the season when they host Gazelle FA of Garoua. Ben Collins, Noiberry War.
The stage is set for an epic battle when legendary Canon Sportif of Yaoundé host Coton Sport Football Club of Garoua. Currently in the 7th position with 9 points, the Cotton Farmers are travelling to Yaoundé with hopes of beating the Kwakums, who are 4th on the log with 11 points, to join the top 3 teams. Leaders Colom Sportif of the Ja and Lobo with 14 points will aim to consolidate their lead when they welcome Bambutus of Boda, PWD of Bamenda and Union Sportif of Douala, both with 7 points, will battle to improve their positions. The mid-table clash will pit Stade Renard of Milan against 4th Azur Elite of Yaoundé. Relegation candidates Aigle Royal of the Mongo will face Dynamo of Douala, who are 3rd with 11 points. Astran Panther of Dendé, both with 7 points, will meet in Douala. Victoria United of Limbe we host drop zone candidates AS Fortuna Omfu. Meanwhile, Young Sports Academy of Bamenda will seek their first victory of the season when they take on Gazelle FA of Garoua, who are 2nd with 11 points.
Ben Collins Naiberiwa. Four international competitions, namely the International Cycling Tour of Cameroon, Chantabia International Cycling Grand Prix, the Chantabia International Mountain Bike Competition, and Grand Prix Dongola will be organized in Cameroon this year. The competitions are found in the 2025 calendar of the International Cycling Union that was made public this Tuesday. In a related development, the president of the Cameroon Cycling Federation, Honoré Yossi, has challenged executive committee members of the institution to remain steadfast and ensure a successful sports season in the country. He was speaking yesterday in Yaoundé during the first executive committee meeting for 2025 to note that members of the federation also resumed work yesterday after a short break. Out of the country, Tyson Fury will be a massive favorite against Anthony Joshua if the heavyweights fight this year, says former world super featherweight champion Barry Jones. British rivals Joshua and Fury have long been linked with fighting each other and are both coming off defeat in world title bouts. Fury, 36, has already said he has no plans to retire following his loss to Oleksandr Usyk, and Jones believes the Gypsy King showed against Usyk he has plenty left to give to boxing. Before we go, a reminder of our major stories. Incumbent president of the Cameroon National Paralympic Committee, Jean-Jacques Doudoumou, has been re-elected to head the management of the affairs of the institution for the next 4 years. The seven fixtures of the National First Division Football Championship have been made known, with Canon Sportif of Yaoundé programmed to take on Coton Sport of Garoua in the epic battle. And as you just heard, former world super featherweight champion Barry Jones says Tyson Fury will be a massive favorite over Anthony Joshua. And that was the 7:30 a.m. sports news, brought to you by Kelly Eben. Over to you, Shita Bile.